Good morning on this Monday, November 3rd, from the WVIK Newsroom in Rock Island, I'm Brady Johnson with your morning newscast. The city of Davenport is nearing the end of a years-long process for converting 3rd Street into a two-way road. It'll be one lane in each direction and a center lane between Marquette and River Drive, beginning at 5 a.m. on Thursday. The conversion stems from the Downtown Davenport Partnership's master plan, Davenport 2030, a resilient city, which was accepted by the mayor and city council in 2021. Proponent of the transition, Kyle Carter, executive director of the Downtown Davenport Partnership, says it's not just a commercial neighborhood, but also a residential one.
Examples around the United States of when these conversions have been done, it brings better visibility to commercial spaces. There's even there's a safety aspect to it, and there is just a better general sense of community. When you're driving to some place and not through it, you treat it differently.
Carter also says the $9 million transition, funded by a federal grant, is necessary to provide a permanent detour when the downtown area floods. According to Carter, there will be enormous amount of signage to help residents, and the Davenport Police Department will be on site during the first morning of the conversion. As the government shutdown continues, the status of a heating assistance program for low-income residents in Iowa is up in the air. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports local groups that administer the federal program still don't know how much money they'll receive this year.
During past shutdowns, continuing resolutions have helped continue to fund the Low-Income Housing Energy Assistance Program, also known as LIHEAP. Dana Bowles is the executive director of Matura Action Corporation, a group that serves low-income residents of southwest Iowa. She says the resolution helped groups like hers know how much money they could expect. Now, things are unclear. But Bowles says even if funds come later, people who receive LIHEAP will still be safe from having their heat shut off.
So even though money might not come to the utility vendor, they know that these people are approved.
In April, President Trump fired the federal staff that runs LIHEAP, which could lead to more delays and funds going out. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
A bill to crack down on steep homeowners insurance price hikes went down in flames in the Illinois House under the bill opposed by the insurance industry. Companies like State Farm would have had to notify customers within 60 days of premium increases of at least 10%. Proponents say this would have given people time to shop around, but Republican State Representative Jeff Kicher was opposed.
That would interfere with the free market and damage the rates that the consumers pay and make them artificially high because of the regulation.
Several Democrats voted against the bill. State Farm earlier this year raised homeowner premiums by an average of 27%, which Governor J.B. Pritzker condemned. His administration backed an earlier version of the bill. With the corn and soybean harvest winding down, many farmers are turning their attention to fertilizer. Richard Roth is a nutrient management specialist with Iowa State University Extension. He says the primary motivation for farmers to apply fertilizer in the fall is to spread out the workload. Spring rainfall and muddy fields can narrow the window for applying fertilizer and planting seeds. But to prevent nutrients from flushing into streams and rivers, Ross says timing is key.
When it comes to fall nitrogen applications, right, there's a lot of like do's and don'ts. The number one is the soil temperature, right? Like if your soil temperature is not below 50 degrees, you just shouldn't be out there. That's number one.
Roth says those temperatures also need to be on a downward trend. He recommends farmers monitor the Iowa Environmental Mesonet's soil temperature maps. Today is the final day for Iowans to cast their ballots early before Election Day tomorrow. Voters will decide mayoral, city council, and school board positions. For Bettendorf voters, the question on funding the construction of a new police station is on the ballot. In a news release sent Friday, Scott County Auditor Carrie Tompkins says her office is open today from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The office is located at 600 West 4th Street, Davenport, on the 5th floor. Tompkins says voters seeking their polling location can look up their polling place online by visiting www.elections.scottcountyiowa.gov. The National Weather Service office in the Quad Cities is forecasting mostly sunny skies today with a high near 61, northwest winds up to 10 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight with a low around 40, west wind of 5 miles per hour becoming calm overnight. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies gradually become sunny with highs in the upper 60s. You're listening to WVIK Quad Cities NPR.